Did you have any feel for the situation? Did you think you were pretty safe? Did you, you know, what was your feeling going into the cuts?
I mean, my thought process on it was just continue to focus on what I can control. I really wasn't too focused on getting cut or being on the team. I mean, all I can do is just control what I can control and let the coaches and the GM do what they're do their job.
Okay. Why do you think Chris and Ruben are gone?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. You know, I'm not a coach or a GM, so I don't. I mean, it's their decision. Ultimately, all I can do is just control what I can control.
How come you always get tackled by the net?
You know, that's a good question. I ask myself that all the time. Coach Lewis asked me the same question. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just the way the defenders tackle me.
When you woke up this morning and you say to yourself, I'm still here and get two veteran receivers are gone, what goes through your mind?
I mean, just look at it as I'm blessed. You know, I still have an opportunity to go out here and give them all each and every day, and that's all I can do is just go out here and focus on each and every day and just try to get better and make the best of this last preseason game.
Have you surprised yourself in any way up to this through training camp and three preseason games in terms of ability?
No, sir. I mean, I just feel like – I mean, I've always felt like I've had the ability to play, and I do feel like that I could play at this level, but it's just all about making the best of whatever opportunity that you get and just going out there and playing and executing. And I just feel like if I can just continue to keep doing what I'm doing, then I can only – I only control my destiny.
You need advice? You need a helpful tip from an older guy? Who do you go to? Receiver?
Here, I get tips from all the guys. I mean, you got Josh, and then you got guys like Jordan. They all give their tips to each and every one of us. And the biggest thing is just listen to what they're saying because they've been there and they've already done that and they've been through the process. And the biggest thing you can do is just try to learn from what they're saying and just utilize it.
For you, I mean, you're talking about the next round. Obviously, there's another set of cuts here. They're very significant. Mm-hmm. So Thursday is a huge opportunity for you. Talk a bit about that and what it's like to go into a game where it's that much on the line for you.
Well, I just feel like for me, I just don't feel like it's any bigger than any other preseason game. You have to take it as every game is a big game because you never know when it's going to be your last. So you just can't focus on, oh, man, this is my last game. No, you got to take it like you've been approaching it each and every week. You know what I'm saying? With the same focus and the same mindset that I have to go out there and do my job and perform. And then if you do that, everything else will take care of itself.
Doug mentioned he was undrafted, and I'm curious, like, if he maybe views a guy in your situation differently than maybe somebody else would, and does that help to have a guy that has been down the road that you're now traveling?
You know, I don't know. I mean, it's good to have somebody who's been through the process, like you mentioned. You mentioned Coach Peterson, but then you got guys like this guy, Coach Lewis, who's been down the process too. So it's good to have somebody like that who can give you advice and who's been there and they've done that, and you can just learn from the process that they've already been through.